You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with Luxy, powered by the Standard Bank Group. So over the last couple of days, the weekend in particular, there have been municipal tariff hikes on electricity that have gone through. We initially had thought that all 178 municipalities would have their tariff hikes approved, but over the weekend we found out that only 66 out of those 178 municipalities had those tariff hikes increased. This is of course fueling the concern for South African citizens that we're paying more and more and more for electricity and not really receiving as much electricity as we should be. And this is where Luxy comes in. They have always been at the forefront of financing and assisting South Africans in obtaining solar solutions as an alternative to these electrical solutions. And once again, I'm joined on the line by the executive head of the Luxy platform at Standard Bank, Mark du Plessis. Good evening, Mark. Thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to speak to you again. Can you tell us about these hikes that have gone through and those that have been approved? I mean, I think when I had a look at them, it seemed like they were quite significant.
Yes, absolutely, Jimmy. So essentially, all of last week, NERSA was working at looking to approve all 178 municipalities. But what ended up happening was that some of the municipalities hadn't submitted compliant cost of supply studies. So this is a big change. Cost of supply, essentially, you know, what does it cost the municipality to supply electricity? So 66 municipalities have been given approval. And of those, the major metros are included. So City of Cape Town is just below 12%. City of City Power is over 12%, and as well as Etigwini. Nelson Mandela Bay is over 13%.
Mark, when the cost of supply studies were introduced in the first place, wasn't the aim of that to help NERSA bring the tariffs down and not up?
Yes, so originally that was what was expected as an outcome, but unfortunately that hasn't been the case. We must always recognize that municipalities are battling illegal connections, theft and vandalism, and of course breakdowns in aging infrastructure, which always will drive up their cost of supply. But essentially, it hasn't. What has happened is that certainly the 66 areas that have submitted compliant cost of supply studies, their increases are way above inflation.
You mentioned way above inflation, and I want to know how this kind of affects households. Obviously, households pay more, but the way above inflation part of it is quite interesting, because now, if I'm not mistaken, Eskom has also applied for new increases for the following financial years into 2025 and beyond, and that's to the tune of some 44% in some cases. How is this even sustainable for households?
Yeah, so look, it's difficult, and budgets are already squeezed and already very tight. We've of course got petrol prices potentially coming out I think tomorrow, and then of course the tariff increases will continue year on year. It seems like they're going to continue to outpace inflation. So the budgets that are stretched are going to continue to be stretched year on year. So it really comes down to homes starting to think very carefully about certainly where they get their power from.
And we've had this conversation in the past, Mark, to say that the more this happens, the more the solar alternative starts to look attractive and starts to make financial sense. From a Luxy perspective, have you seen that? Have you seen an uptick in demand on your side where residents are saying, you know what, these increases are just not sustainable?
Yeah, so at Luxy, we talk a lot about reducing the cost of managing and running your home. And we try to help as best we can. So we have definitely seen customers starting to understand that those electricity tariff increases and the savings that they're going to get on their bills, their savings grow year on year as the tariff goes up. And also starting to see that from a financial perspective, even taking a loan for some solar products, the gap between the solar loan repayments and those electricity bills is getting very, very close to breaking even.
Mark, the misconception around the looks or around the solar solution is that it's not an affordable solution. I need to put down X amount upfront for the solar panels and all of that. And we've seen in the past that a lot of banks, such as Standard Bank, have put together a couple of things to try and make it affordable. How affordable is the Luxy solution where it comes to consumers and households?
Yeah, so what we do is we spend a lot of time working out how do we make it more affordable, not only from a lending perspective, but also from what we offer to customers. So we are looking at very targeted interventions. For example, the conversion of an existing electric geyser to solar, which is a conversion we offer, which you can use the solar loan to do. When it comes to about 40% of your household electricity consumption from that electric geyser, we think that's a really, really great intervention, especially in the market that we sit in today, where Eskom has done an incredible job of, we haven't seen load shedding for I think almost 90 days or longer. So it's not about a load shedding answer any longer. It's very much around how do I save now? How do I reduce costs? So we really are focused on those interventions that we know can make a difference to the pocket.
Making a difference to the pocket certainly is at the forefront of all of this, and that's kind of why LookSee exists as a platform and as a service. If you are looking to switch your business to or your home to a solar solution, be sure to reach out to the guys. They're willing to help. Thanks so much, Mark, for those insights. That's Mark Duplessis, Executive Head of the LookSee platform at Standard Bank, joining me to look at the latest round of municipal tariff increases and how they're going to affect your pockets. This interview was brought to you by LookSee, powered by the Standard Bank Group. Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with products and services from LookSee.
Welcome to Mzansi, where the vibe is always on, but the lights are off. Where we smile through dark times with the hope of a bright future. Where the grass seems greener on the other side, but we choose to go green here. Where LookSee helps improve your home's energy efficiency through quality products, solutions, and services. Visit lookSee.co.za to learn more about home energy efficiency. Powered by Standard Bank. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.